KJC Country 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you on this Thursday morning, and joining us, for his regular visit, we talk to him when he's got a chance, our State Senator Jim Stommins. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Good, my friend. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. And,
yeah.
Still working on that budget.
I was just going to say, I know we haven't talked to you in a few weeks. You guys have been immersed in budget duties there. So tell us, how are things going with that?
You know, they're moving along. I have been working directly with Representative Shane Hernandez, who's the approach chair for the House of Representatives, the Michigan House. And we have a good foundation. We have a meeting with the speaker and the leader, majority leader, tomorrow to review that. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully in a short period after that, we get them out to our conference committee chairs so that they can start putting it together and we can get this budget done. It's been one of those things as approach chair this year, and being in charge of the whole thing. It's a huge budget at $58 billion, and the amount of work going into this is taken. You know, I've sat on approach for almost 7 years now, but always in the subcommittees, and didn't realize quite how much it is additional work behind the scenes to bring all of the different budgets together.
Oh, so, man. Well, I know you guys will do a great job. And do you have a timetable when you think you're going to have this ready to go?
You know, I'm hoping that we will get it out to conference committees by the 1st of September at the latest, maybe a week earlier. And then hopefully within 2 weeks, we can honestly get that done. And so we're trying to, again, stay on time. The state constitution requires to have a balanced budget by October 1st.
Right.
So the timeline is ticking up. But also been working on a couple other small things. Well, small things is the wrong word to use, but tuberculosis up in the area north of us is one of those big concerns. And with having the one deer found coming from Presque Isle County, working with the Department of Ag and DNR, trying to figure out how do we deal with the deer population, how do we deal with Presque Isle County would be the fifth county that would have been found to have TB in it and confirmed. And so trying to figure out where we go with that. Again, PFOS and PFAS, I had the opportunity to stop by the public hearing in Oscoda just about a week and a half ago to visit the presentation to see and hear some of the updates. I'm certainly pushing. The Air Force sort of said, well, we're going to do this. Well, it wasn't, quite honestly, in my opinion, anything more than that they had already promised. So continuing to work in with the administration, our congressional members, U.S. congressional members, to push for the Air Force to do their part in the cleanup of that. And so that's one of those also taking. And then I had a chance last week to, I think it was last week, I lose time anymore, but to go and visit up in Camp Grayling and watch our National Guard members and others in work at Northern Strike, and seeing how they learn to maneuver, call in support, and work across disciplines was amazing to just have that chance to get out there and see it. So, you know, as we have the opportunity to have realistic exercises like Northern Strike, it only helps make sure that those men and women that put that uniform on, when called to duty, will come home safe and sound. So it was a privilege to do that. Other than that, I know I'll be up in the district soon. I don't have a specific date, but coming in, popping into the county building, stopping at by the libraries, and wherever else I have the opportunity to pop in and say hi and visit with some individuals. And so look forward to getting back up in the district and visiting a lot as the days come forward.
Yeah, well, Jim, if they want to talk to you, what's the best way they can reach you, my friend?
As always, it's the phone number to the office is 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036. Or it is www.senatorjimstommins.com.
All right. Well, Senator Stommins, have yourself a great day, a great week, and a great rest of the summer. And we'll check in with you again very soon, my friend.
That sounds great. Thanks, Kevin. You have a great day also.